Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show. Today, we're talking about the courage to embrace love. Let me ask you this. When you think about love, what do you think about? Well, a lot of people think that love is often soft-spoken, something that's gentle, something that's easy. But real love, transformative love, requires courage. It requires us to lower the armor we built to survive. It asks us to stay open when life gives us reasons to close. It invites us to see ourselves and others beyond fear, beyond judgment, beyond separation. The courage to embrace love is not about perfection. It's about presence. It's about choosing connection when the world teaches us disconnection or the world teaches us separation from one another. It's about standing in your power when anger feels easier. You know, love is not weakness. Love is the most powerful organizing force in human existence. It shapes our biology, our relationships, our leadership, and the future we create together. When we truly embrace love, we shift from control to trust, from survival to creation, not from isolation, but from unity. And when enough of us make that shift, families heal, communities transform, and the world begins to change. I have a formula around love. Think of it this way. If you, it's one, the number one in this case, plus the symbol of infinity equals love. Why is that? One is the oneness of all of us. The symbol of infinity is we're all here in infinite space and time. And when you connect oneness with infinity, you truly do get love because we start to connect deeper within our own being, within our own self, within our own presence. And we start to understand that maybe the world isn't exactly as we see it. You know, it's very interesting because love is it's an energy, it's a power, it's a force. And when we start to see the world through the eyes of love, everything shifts. I was challenged early in my awakening to only have positive thoughts for 7 days. And those positive thoughts, you know, if I had a negative thought, it was no big deal, but I couldn't dwell on it. Otherwise, I had to start over. It was very interesting because what happened with that journey is I started to see things through the eyes of love. And by the way, it took me about a year to get there. But the day that I got 7 days in a row, for whatever reason, I can tell you this, the world got brighter. In fact, it got so bright, it looked fluorescent to me. And it lasted for days. Actually, it's lasted for decades. Interesting. So it is putting on those eyes of love. And, you know, this is going to be a very deep conversation I'm going to have with my guest today. And I believe that you're going to be able to walk away with some new ways of seeing the world, maybe seeing yourself, seeing the unseeable, maybe knowing the unknowable around love, and maybe be able to do the impossible as you step into this in a much greater way. All right, I'm going to take a break, and when we get back, I'm going to have my very special guest.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, as you know, and I'm with my very special guest, Dr. Alicia Das. Dr. Alicia, welcome.
It's so wonderful to be with you, Ken. It really feels divinely ordained in my parlance.
Well, I think it is a little divinely ordained. This morning, you and I were supposed to have another conversation with another amazing thought leader, but it didn't work out. But this is working out well, so I'm so glad you're with me. For those of you that don't know Dr. Alicia Das, she's a transformational thought leader, researcher, and guide in the field of human potential consciousness and integrated wellness. Her work bridges science, spirituality, and practical application, helping individuals and organizations move beyond limitation into expanded awareness, purpose, and performance. Through her teachings, speakings, and advisory work, Dr. Das focuses on helping people reconnect with their inner intelligence, regulate stress and emotional patterns, and live in alignment with their highest vision of themselves and their contribution to the world. You know, you've been doing this a long time. I can tell just by the bio. And, you know, there's a lot in there. And we're going to focus a little bit on love today. What was your transformation? What took you into this place where you went, okay, I think now it's time for me to step into conscious leadership and support people in their own transformations?
Well, I have been intimately connected with spirit, with the metaphysical, since I was a young child. And through a series of spiritual experiences, if you will, I learned to start trusting that, especially when I left home in rural Indiana, when you tell people things about themselves you couldn't possibly know. It's not entirely received well. So I think we can all relate to learning when it's most supportive to share what we know or what we receive inside. From an early age, I became very invested in a path of Eastern Western spiritual practice. I'm Eastern Western. I'm half Indian, half English. And so my passion was really the interdisciplinary practice of many faiths, of bringing us together in a cohesion rather than fighting about whose God is bigger or more real. And so my shift, there were many along the way that first started at 3 years old, really, when I started communicating with angels in their own language. And then really the biggest shift that really brought me out into sharing my work with courage is when I was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of cancer. And it healed. I healed, spirit healed me through no allopathic intervention, but through really making that decision to fully share my work with no apology, with no censor, with no dilution, and to really step into my own spiritual calling. And the cancer was healed. Now, it's not because I'm so special. Sometimes I can't even heal a head cold. It was really to show me the efficacy of spiritual work, of divine intervention, of the angels.
Wow. Okay. So that piece you just mentioned, I love that because, you know, I've been able to, use the techniques, and I don't even know if they call them techniques, ways to heal my body, yeah, that I've had major accidents that instantly heal. And then there's the head cold that I go, what's up with this?
Right.
You know, this should go away immediately. and although it does usually go away a lot quicker than in most people, I still sometimes wonder why did this even happen? By the way, it doesn't happen out of chance because I always know what I put in my body has effects, and so I've come to that conclusion. But anyway, that was interesting. I want to ask you this, that cancer piece, right? Where did love play in healing the cancer?
It was very much about self-love. Well, really about spirit love, but loving oneself enough to prioritize my own healing. I was married to someone who is a counselor to gurus and thought leaders, and I had two children. I had a career, and I really wasn't putting myself in the equation of my own life. And I had this epiphany one morning shortly after I had diagnosed. I was working with one of the doctors of the Dalai Lama who'd been my client for many years. And he really helped me answer in a very dramatic way whether I would really do my work, right? And whether I would really prioritize my own well-being. And so it was really that day, it was about laying my inner martyr down on the altar and walking away with love, yeah, with self-honoring. And it was really, you know, being from a very type A family, Indian, my father is Indian physician who graduated from med school at 21. And from being from a very type A family on both sides, it was hard to really allow myself to relax and come from more of a state of being rather than doing. And that was really the shift to that day of just giving myself, it wasn't even that long, it was 7 weeks, to really prioritize my own wellness and my own well-being. And so that was really an act of self-loving.
That is an act of self-love. And, you know, when I think about my audience here, yeah, I think about myself. I think about, you know, self-love is to be in a place where we're really honoring our bodies, our minds, our soul, our spirit, our environments that we live in, whether it be your home environment or you know, other environments there. That brings love into the equation. It truly does. And when we allow ourselves to get off of that basis, I guess, is what I would say, then, you know, then the universe is designed perfectly, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's designed for us. You know, pain is a great motivator of everybody. And, you know, when we're off track, a lot of times the pain is there. And, you know, it's not there to tear us down or beat us up or punish us in some way. It's there for us to be aware that there's something that needs to change.
Yes.
Grow, develop, learn, whatever. Yeah.
Always. And I, you know, my favorite spiritual dictum or precept that I like to live by is use everything to your spiritual upliftment, learning, and growth. So when I, you know, this was many years ago, but when I said to it, for me, I tend to relate to very high archangels. Of course, I relate to God, to spirit. It's all the same. It's all love, right? And I said, couldn't this have come in a different way? Like, I knew it was a message. And in fact, I said to my oncologist, I just need some time to heal this. You can imagine how that went over. And I said to the angels, I said, couldn't this have come in a different way? This compelling message that I can't quite ignore.
Right.
And you know what they said to me?
What?
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how did you interpret that? Like, was there something else you could have done differently earlier on? Or
Oh, I think there absolutely was. And I think that we all have, again, in my way of thinking, we all have our karma, dharma. You know, we all have those things we come into this life to learn. And so, yes, I saw things I could have done differently. But it was more about, see, I think we forget, especially those on a more of a esoteric new age, whatever we want to call it, you know, consciousness systems theory, if we're using beloved Dr. Laszlo's way of thinking. We can tend to think of illness or aberration as a failure. And it is so not. Sometimes that in and of itself is a way of clearing. Yeah. And we don't know. So I always caution when people Because, you know, when people go, oh, I have cancer, I have this, I've, you know, where have I, how did I create that? Where have I failed? And it's not a failure. We don't know what people decided to work out this lifetime.
Yeah.
Right.
I would say that guilt, shame, remorse, that's optional.
Completely.
Right. You don't have to bring that in. And in fact, it can slow down the healing.
Oh, I think it definitely does.
That space.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's absolutely 100% correct. And, you know, there's, it's interesting. You know, we talk about the metaphysical spiritual community. There's a lot of spiritual bypass out there.
Okay?
Where we're, you know, we're pretending that everything is okay mm-hmm. when everything's not okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that, of course, eventually it shows up. It gets more and more painful, like I said earlier, until we start to realize that we can take full responsibility for what's going on in our world. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've interviewed enough people to realize that somewhere around 80% of all physical illness, maybe more, maybe 90%, maybe all of it, I don't know, but at least 80 is due to our emotional baggage that we're carrying. And like you said, it's, you know, past karma, past dharma, that thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and there's this lifetime, you know, your guilt, your shame, your remorse, your woulda, coulda, shouldas. You know, it for my world, it puts like this rust over this beautiful being that we are. And it cages us in to limitations is what happens.
Absolutely. One of the things I like to remind myself and my clients and students is you don't know enough to judge. I don't know enough to judge. If we could get above and look at all the karmic ramifications and the Akashic and the Nikal records and the higher records, then we would know enough to judge. But of course, if we can get above and look at all the lifetimes and all the permutations and all the intricacies, we would be one with God, which is love, and we would never judge. We would just learn through it all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Listen, I got to take a break. We come back. I'd like to talk take a little thought process down personal transformation versus collective evolution. And let's talk about that. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Well, Well, welcome back, everybody. I will be right back with my guest, Dr. Alicia Dawes, in just a second. If you're on our YouTube channel right now, I hope you'll go ahead and click the subscribe button so that you don't miss any of our shows. And if for some reason that you're not there, you can always go to youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork to subscribe. youtube.com/@thecouragenetwork. So we encourage you to do that again so you can pass on the shows and not miss any of our shows. All right, back to my guest, Dr. Alicia. You know, before I get into that personal transformation versus collective evolution, I wanted to kind of take a step back. I was thinking about this over the break. When we're talking about spiritual bypass, what are we talking about specifically?
Well, I love that you brought that up, Ken, because I think it's kind of a dirty word that people don't talk about much, but it's actually a beautiful opportunity for us on a spiritual path. And to me, if we're on a deep, devout path of love, we're on a spiritual path. And so spiritual bypass can occur when we've been studying in spiritual circles, religious circles, even just thoughtful circles. When we try to live from the upper chakras up and we say, you know, it's all okay because God loves it all. Well, absolutely. But if you are bleeding emotionally, mentally, physically, and you are saying, oh, well, my humanity doesn't matter, you are forgetting that spirit, love, the universe created this physical body, this humanity, for a loving reason. And it is not to be dismissed, looked down upon. It's not a cage. It is actually a jumping off point, a springboard into higher consciousness. And so it's really, my passion is about embracing it all, which is why I studied psychology and life coaching and every form of pragmatism, as well as reading past lives and chakras and working with the spirit, because we need to address and wrap our arms around the whole being just like spirit does.
Well, 100%. And so let me give a practical example. So you're in a relationship, and you've been in that relationship, and there's a lot of love in that relationship. But there's a part of that relationship maybe that's not working. Maybe you're in a relationship where your partner talks to you as a parent child. Let's just use that. And you're allowing yourself in that relationship to, you know, you're being parented, but you know there's a lot of resistance there. You know, you sometimes get angry about it, or you just don't want to be around that. Okay. And yet, you're going, well, oh, you know, it's God's will. It's all okay. I forgive my partner.
It's my karma.
It's my karma, dharma. Everything's fine. So you're playing that everything's fine when it's not fine. And so what has to happen then, of course, step one is we can't change what we don't acknowledge.
Right.
So if we can acknowledge that this isn't working anymore. Maybe it worked early in the relationship, but it's not working anymore. Mm-hmm. So we got to start to acknowledge it. And then, of course, that's where the courage comes in, right, Alicia? Because you got to have those conversations that maybe you don't want to have.
Right. Yeah. That is definitely, I think that's such a brilliant definition of it. And you know, one of my favorite sayings about courage, which is from a spiritual teacher called John Roger, is it takes great courage to see the face of God, because first you must see your own.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, we really can't know God until we know self. So until we understand what true self is, in fact, you know, my world, you have an identity crisis in America and around the world. We really do believe that we're our cars, our accomplishments, our houses, or even our partners. We think, oh, that's what I've done. Mm-hmm. But that's not who we are, right? And it's not even close. So when we're able to access deeper levels of awareness within our own self, we get to see things differently. Like I said in the monologue, you know, love is it's a way of seeing life. It's a way of going through life. Of course, it's a way of being in life. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And especially the being, it's really a way of, to me, it's generative, and it's also philosophical, meaning like if we, because in that moment when everything is, because this level's not easy. This level is not easy. All kinds of body, mind, everything below that soul level. And when we can get that altitude, that true self, as you said, and then higher into the soul and even then higher into the pristine levels of light, then we see it all through the eyes of love, which is not a denial. It's a shining light on what's really occurring and saying, come up, as you said, in the uplift oneself into that higher perspective. And then acting from that higher perspective allows us then to not be in a state of reaction, but a state of being.
A state of being. Before the break, I talked about, let's talk about personal transformation versus the collective evolution. And I love history because I look at what's going on in our world today with the environmental issues, the issues that separate us, political issues, the way that people are being manipulated in a lot of different ways, the food systems, and we can go on and on about this, okay? But, if we look back in history, and you don't have to look very far back, or you can look way far back, whether you're the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire, whether you're back in 9/11, with the Bush administration, there's always something going on, right? And it looks like the world's gonna fall apart. It looks like the younger generation with let's say their tattoos, in this case, in my generation it was everybody's hair, everybody was upset about, there's always something going on that looks like
the end is nigh,
the end is near. And of course we got people always saying, we got the thumpers out there, the end is coming. Listen, this is God's. God is in control here, not the thumpers. And here's my point of all this is that we can use this as a upliftment of ourselves. Mm-hmm. If we really start to understand what we're judging, what we're not judging, we can start to look at our own culture, our own beliefs, our own. That's my take on it. What's your take on that, Dr. Alicia?
First of all, Alicia, please, Ken.
I did say that, didn't I, Alicia?
Dr. Alicia. Alicia.
Oh, I see. Oh, doctor. Well, I like calling you doctor, but okay, Alicia. All right.
That's very sweet of you. But I have a rare disease in my family. Everybody is an MD. Like everybody. Every. I was pre-med. I like just Alicia. I went a different direction. I think you said that very, very well. I think that ultimately personal transformation is global transformation. If we want to change the world, we need to start with ourselves, as Gandhi said. And it's been said, I love going through different spiritual paths and finding that they say the same thing in different ways, because we are communicated to through spirit in the way we can best receive. So that spirit has a multifaceted viewing point through each of us. And so I think if we, Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. So I think while we can view personal transformation as myopic, it's really when we continue to see that I am you and you are me. In African parlance, it's Ubuntu. That oneness, when we can see that when I evolve, when I rise in my consciousness, all of humanity rises. And that's not a narcissistic point of view. It's an awareness that I am one with all and all is one with me. So I am my brother's keeper. And so it's really that ultimately seeing personal transformation does serve the collective transformation. We're moving from the Piscean age, the age of me, into the Aquarian age, the age of we. We're all in this together. In fact, we are all this together.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a really, I'm glad we're talking about this, because I think a lot of times people feel hopeless. They feel like it's out of their control. They feel like society, like we just talked, is going down the tubes, and part of it might be, it's like I said, it's happened through many, many empires. But at the same time, the hope is that, there's personal things we can do to inspire, have an inspired creative life. So many people are living from survival, right? Survival thinking. And a lot of times we don't even know that. Okay. But, you know, I would question my audience right now. You know, if you're just, let's say, and we always use finance, but let's say you're just surviving in a relationship, right? You're there, you're just surviving. You know what I'm talking about. So how do we, you know, what we can use this to shift ourselves, to get into a creative mode. And I know you teach people that. So can we talk about that a little bit?
I would love to. And I love that to me, this is a conversation about bridging, you know, because you are bridging finance and business and personal relationships and divine relationships. And, you know, it's systems thinking. It's all one. And so how do we rise up and go, how do we rise up and really come into the expression of what is spirit, our high selves, the universe calling us into? I would say start before you're ready, right? We want to get it right. We want to be prepared. And yes, that's all good and well, and certainly be prepared as one can. But at some point, you've got to sacrifice that need to impress, to have it all together, to fulfill some sort of image, to earn love, and to just be aware that God, spirit, the universe moves through me in the way it doesn't through anyone else. What is my contribution? Let me be courageous and jump off and do the post, have the conversation, balance the checkbook, do the thing I'm afraid of, because on the other side of that is actualization, and ultimately is always love.
Yeah, there's always love. I got to take a quick break. We'll be back. And when we come back, I'd like to, a lot of you out there are still, you know, you're stressed out. You're not feeling, you know, yeah, maybe right now you're listening to this show, you're getting some inspiration, but I'd like to take a little deep dive into the stressors of the world and how you can transform those through Dr. Alicia's techniques and ways. So we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. Okay, let's talk a little bit about that stress piece. All right, you know, there's normal stress and then there's stress. And, you know, there's many that are, you know, they wake up in the morning, you know, and they have to go to work and they have to eat breakfast or they have to take their kids to school or they, you know, there's a lot of have to's out there and in their mind. And, you know, they're in this place where they're feeling a little stressed out, a little worried, a little concerned. How do we break that pattern?
I love your questions, Ken. You ask such insightful, compassionate, accessible questions. Just wanted to acknowledge that.
Thank you.
It's really true. It's just beautiful. I have a really simple technique. Super simple. I do the same thing. Oh, I have to get up at, you know, six. I have to do this. And then I catch myself. And I love your, you know, 7 days, a week of positive thinking. And it took you a year. I think it would take most of us a year, if not longer. Really simple technique. When I catch myself saying I have to, I change it to I get to. Because isn't it really true? I have to get up. I get to get up. I get to stand up. I get to get out of bed. I have a bed. I get to. And then an even greater step is I'm blessed to. I am blessed to get up. Oh, I have to take this. I am blessed to take the kids. Think of the parents. And this is, to me, my heart shatters when I think of parents who lose children. I am blessed to take my kids to school. I am blessed to sit in traffic. That means I have a car. That means I have kids in the back. That means I have breath. That means I can see to drive. So it's just from I have to I get to I'm blessed to.
And I'm gonna add one piece to that. If you're in a position, let's say you're at a job that you don't really care for, okay? I am choosing to.
Yes.
I'm choosing to, because as you're the one choosing it. You go, no, I'm not. I have to do this, or I'm blessed to do this, or I'm in gratitude that I have a job. That's all good, but you also have choice. And if you're in a place where you're choosing and you don't like what you're choosing, that's what I'm talking about. There's a place we can transition that. But I get to, I am blessed to. I want to apply that in my world because I think that's a way to transcend emotional states very quickly. You know, I've learned over the years that stillness is a piece that we don't bring into our world quite often enough. We might go into, you know, watch a sunset and get still. We might go into nature, go for a hike and get still. We might even meditate, kind of be a meditator and get still. And that's wonderful, because what happens is we start to reconnect with the coherence of the universe that, you know, we are the field. The field's not out there. It's really within us. Mm-hmm. And we get to reconnect with that. And why do we reconnect? Because we get downloads of pranic energy and vibration and power that comes in. It's like we go to sleep at night, right? Where do we go? Well, in my world, you're out traveling on the astral. Yeah, you're out there, and you know, but your body is being re-energized through that stillness. So I just want to get your hit on stillness. That's it.
Love that. Well, let's just take a moment of stillness now. It'll be seconds, but I would just invite our listeners and our viewers to just take a breath and breathe in all the love of the universe. And as you exhale, just let go of anything less than love. Just let it go. You can pick it back up in a minute. But for this moment, breathe in love. And as you exhale, you let go. Just let go of any stress, thoughts. Just let them go. One more time. Just take a deep breath in. Breathe in love. And as you exhale, this time, connect to each one listening. We are one. And here's our bonus breath. Breathe in love. And as you exhale, that love amplifies all through you.
You know what I love about that? It's that simple. We can take those moments throughout our day. Mm-hmm. And when I do, because I practice this, when I do, my mind might be racing. I may feel a little stressed. I might be going, you know, down. And I just stop. Mm-hmm. just stop. It needs to be, we need to create a great acronym for stop. I'm not sure what it is, but just stop and practice what Alicia just taught us.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And reconnect. Mm-hmm. You know, I deal with a lot of business owners, Alicia, mm-hmm. and, you know, unless it's going to be something that makes them more productive or more fulfilled or more clear thinking, they won't do it. I have to tell you, everybody I work with stillness, mm-hmm. they get all of that and a whole bunch more.
Right? Sure.
Yeah. There's benefits to this, people.
Absolutely. Well, I think it places them in that place of alignment, in that brilliance, because at its core, business really is that connection to something greater and thinking outside the box. And it's hard to do that if you're coming from thoughts as opposed to the stillness, which takes you into divine mind.
Exactly. Exactly. Hate to do it, but I got to take another break. When we come back, let's talk about that divine mind and the infinite intelligence that connects our gut, our health, our mind, our body all at once. And, maybe some techniques on how to tune into that. We just gave you one, but maybe we'll talk about some more. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro. The natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm with Alicia Daz, and we're talking about love and consciousness and how you can apply some of these principles in your life so that you're feeling more energized, less stressed. You're feeling uplifted when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, where you start to, you know, we didn't get into this, but, you know, it'd be fun to at some point. I don't know if we'll have time today, but that how that intuition plays into this. Maybe this is the next time we do that. By the way, Alicia has a new book out, and you want to tell them real quick about the new book that's coming out? It's coming out in July. Can they pre-order it yet, or will it be able?
Yeah, and thank you so much, Rathman. That's so kind of you. It's called Your Angelic Ancestry, and it's with Hay House, Penguin Random House. And it's really, it comes out in July, but they can order it now and get courses with me, live events with me, all for free just for ordering the book. And if they go to aliciadoss.com/book, they can find out how to receive all that.
Okay, great. Repeat that again. The Alicia Daz.
AliciaDaz.com/book.
Okay. All right. We're going to put that on the screen here so that people can see that. So if you missed that, here it is. It's on the screen, I think. There it is. All righty. Alicia Das.
It's D-A-S, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Do we got? Oh, yeah. We needed to get that right. Well, I always love that because people are listening and they'll remember that. D-A-S. D-A-S. Okay. AliciaDas.com.
Das means servant of God.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Mentioned my father is from India.
Yeah, still doing it. I didn't save it. Anyway, AliciaDas.com. Mm-hmm. And we will get that right in just a minute. Alicia, tell me, I started down this path of being stressed and that type of thing. Any other tips for us around how to let go of that quickly?
One of my favorite techniques for that is so effective, and it's similar to your stop, which I call a divine pause, and it's just taking you can call it soul moments. If you're connecting with angels, it's angel moments. Taking several moments throughout your day, not just when you're sitting in samadhi or prayer or meditation, but taking several moments through the day to connect, to just sit in stillness like we just did. Thank you. Nicely done. To just sit in stillness for seconds. And in fact, it should be seconds so that our smaller selves look forward to it, right? And in those moments, which now we have phones, I've been doing this since the dinosaur age when we did not have cell phones, when I would put, say, 10 bracelets on one hand, and every time I did a soul moment, I would move the bracelets to the other hand to track that I did 10 soul moments in a day. Mm. And when you, we have our phones, so we can set reminders, but it's really just taking a moment and just sitting in stillness and connecting. Maybe you focus on your breath. Maybe you look out your window and look at a beautiful plant and just contemplate how much spirit loves you to breathe life into the natural world. We don't have to plan out what these moments are. We certainly can, but it's really just taking time, seconds, literally 15 seconds throughout the day to connect to that which is higher, to connect to our true self. And just take a week. I challenge our listeners to just take 1 week to do 5 moments a day where they just take 5 seconds and just connect.
That's all it takes. You can do it. And once we practice it, it gets easier and easier and easier. It's like anything. If you set your intention today, You listen to what's been taught. You set your intention. You apply it. You say, okay, I'm going to do this a minimum of 3 times. I'm going to do this for the next week. Mm-hmm. If I forget, that's okay. I'm going to come back. I'll extend it maybe 1 extra day or 2 extra days if I forget. But you make it a habit. Mm-hmm. And once we have that subconscious mind programmed with the habits, it's amazing how it outpictures in our life in so many brilliant ways. So, Alicia, thank you so much for being here on the show. We're out of time. It went like that. Amazing. Yeah. So I really appreciate your being here today.
It's really been my pleasure. Thank you so much for hosting me, Ken. And again, I love that we got this unexpected time together. So
that's that great. I love it. So. It all worked out. And I'd like to thank all of you for listening today. If you watch this show, I can pretty much guarantee that eventually you will be able to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Pass it on to your family and friends. Have a blessed week. Till next time.